Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Leash on Life here on KJN as we find out what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. Andrea Ferrier with us once again, as she is always, to tell us what's going on at the shelter. Welcome in, Andrea.
Always nice to be here. Thank you so much.
All right, and we have some pets up for adoption here this week once again.
That's, you know, surprise, surprise. Yeah. So I guess it's a good week when we've got them. Good week when we don't, too. That means they found homes. But we actually have three cats and two dogs at the shelter right now. I got to put a plug in there. Everybody knows I'm a cat person. I've got four cats of my own at home, if you can imagine. But I got to find a home for Tebow. We talked about Tebow last week. We talked about Tebow the week before. Tebow came in as a set of three. He had two other buddies that were with him. And those other buddies have found a home, and Tebow hasn't. And I got to tell you, people, Tebow is a super cool cat. You know, there's some cats that are super cool and some cats that are just regular cool. And Tebow is super cool. He's very friendly. In fact, at the shelter now, he's comfortable just wandering around. He's made friends with Midnight, the shelter cat that lives there. He gets along with just anybody and anything. So Tebow, big, fluffy, fat, lovely attitude, super cool. And he's already been neutered. So, and you can rename him if it's if that's the issue. But I'd really like to find a home for Tebow. He's been there a little while now, and we really want to find him a home. If Tebow's not your cup of tea, though, and you're in the market for a cat, we do have two other cats. We have one that is kind of an orange-yellow tiger stripe cat. It's an unneutered male, but he's very friendly, a little reserved, you know, not super outgoing, a little reserved, but he's got this really beautiful, distinctive face. He's a very, very pretty boy. And then we also have a black cat, pure black. They're very beautiful, pure black cats. This guy's not crazy about other pets or kids. He really would make a great one-person cat. But, you know, that may just be what you're looking for, somebody who's going to be loyal and faithful and loves just you and you alone. So if you're in the market for a cat, we got three available, and I'd love to find homes for them.
All right. So some good options there in the cat department. And, you know, as you mentioned, how can you go wrong with a friendly, already neutered cat? That's about as good as it gets.
So. You know, I've had cats my whole life, and this cat is just as cool as they get. You can work your whole life trying to get a cat to be this cool. He comes pre-cool and pre-neutered. So
there you go. So some good options there. And I guess if you're not a cat person, though, you could be a dog person, and a couple of options there for folks also.
Yep, we do have a puppy. I think we mentioned her last week. Her name is Nyla. She's black and tan. Again, I think I said last week, kind of pincher markings. You know, she's mostly dark, but she's got a little brown above her eyebrows and some other points. She's just real sweet. She's at that puppy age. She was born the end of December, so she's still very young. But that means you can train her. You can integrate her into your home. You can get her used to all the things that you have going on. They're much more malleable. Their personalities are much more malleable if you get them young. So if you've been looking for a puppy, she's just so sweet and cute. So if you're looking for a puppy, Nyla might be the one for you. We do have another dog. It's currently on a 7-day hold. You know, when we get an animal in, we always hold it for 7 days, hoping we can reunite it with its owner. That's, of course, our ultimate goal, is to find wherever these have come from and reunite them with their owners. So this is a brindled, young, kind of adolescent, older than a little puppy. It's hard to tell really what breed it is. I would say it's a sporting dog breed. It's got kind of finer features, not real heavy boned or squared, but a male also. He's pretty friendly and an escape artist, we've come to find out. So he's spending more time inside than out right now.
Gotcha.
But he's real friendly and goofy and funny and all the things you'd want a dog to be. So if you're missing a dog like that, or in a couple days if you're needing a dog like that, you know, he'll be up for adoption if we can't find his owner.
All right. I guess that's another side benefit, I guess, of this program too, is if we let folks know about those dogs that are or animals, whatever the case may be, that are on hold, that if somebody may be looking for, that strikes your memory, then get on down there to the shelter, and that may be where your lost pet is located as well. Like you said, that's the ideal situation, is to have a lost pet back to the original owner, but doesn't always work out that way, and we hope they find someone else that wants to take them.
Reunion or new union, we just want them to be homed. So,
all right, if folks are going to stop by the shelter, where do they need to go?
We are at the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd on the northwest corner of town with the wastewater treatment plant, and the hours are Monday through Friday from 2:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 8:30 to noon.
All right, so plenty of times that folks can stop on by, and of course, if they have some other questions, or maybe they're, you know, from out of town and are interested in coming here to see an animal, and they can always get in touch with the shelter in other ways as well.
Yep, you can give us a call, 712-243-2287, or find them on petfinder.com. Just type in Atlantic zip code, or if you are on Facebook, you can go to Atlantic Animal Shelter, and there are some new, really adorable pictures up there right now. So.
There you go. Good resource for you to get a little information before you head on out to the shelter, and it's going to be something that is going to be a very little cost for you, and it's going to work out hopefully great for you and those pets to find a new connection there. And like we said, if we either reunite folks or get a new reunion going on there with folks starting up with some new pets. So some great options this week, and we hope folks stop on out.
That's right. And when you go, make sure you tell them you heard about the animals on KJAN.
All right. That's going to wrap it up for Leash on Life.